Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Aldred. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bobby Witt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raines scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Aldred is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Aldred strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Paquette hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Gates reaches second base with a double. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields the ball and throws to Fernandez covering. Safe. Gates moves to third. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gates scores. Sierra moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sierra moves to third. One out. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldrete hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Aldrete reaches second base with a double. Sierra scores. There goes Neal trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Gielen, who relays the ball to Carcoviche, who tags Neal, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carcoviche fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brant Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gates hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Thomas moves to third. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sierra. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Karkoviche moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkoviche scores. Guillen moves to third. One out. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Cora moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cora scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Paquette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aldrete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines, who is chasing the ball. Bordick reaches third base with a triple. Aldrete goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karkovice bunts towards the mound. Witt fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a line drive towards the mound. Witt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gates is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruben Sierra batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sierra is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sierra hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Gates moves to second. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldrete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gates scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, for Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldridge scoops it up and throws to first, with Witt covering, for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4. White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette bunts towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick is hit by the pitch. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gates is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gates hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Gates reaches second base with a double. Bordick moves to third. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sierra is walked intentionally. Lance Blankenship pinch hits for Troy Neal. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldridge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.